Welcome to- I'm comedian Mike Vecchione with comedian Ben Rosenfeld. And back this week, by popular demand, Bobby Haha has resurfaced and he's found his way back. Bobby, welcome back.
Well, last week I had Eric Rothstein fill in for me. Did he show up?
He showed up. You didn't know he was on the show. He was going to be a surprise guest. We wanted to see you rip him on air.
No, the thing is that I like having to like Eric Brunstein, so I wouldn't.
I like him a lot, too.
I think he's a nice person.
He was a great guest.
He's a good comedian. He's a nice guy. But here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
I sent telepathic messages to him to be on the show.
Okay. Hmm. Bobby has telepathic powers he's developed over the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I've been had them.
So where were you, Church of Scientology, developing your telepathic powers?
I don't believe in the Scientology or any other churches, for that matter.
Well, where were you,
They
man?
Cover up for homosexuals like John Travolta and Tom Cruise.
I hate to be the big boss here, but where in the fuck were you?
I was,
This is why you wouldn't make a good detective, Mike.
Well, you know, no. I want to know where he was. He has a certain responsibility to get to the podcast once a week, and he doesn't do it.
A good interrogator sits back and lets the other person start
hang
talking.
Themselves with some rope.
Right. But you're not a good... You're playing good cop, bad cop.
He's not being a good cop. He's just telling me I'm bad.
And you're the bad cop. But you always play the bad cop.
No, but Ben fucked up because Ben should have been like, hey, Bobby, why don't you calm down? Let me get a cup of coffee for you. But he didn't do
that. I had to buy him coffee, the motherfucker, and apple pie.
Apple pie you bought him?
Yeah, because they come two for a dollar.
Oh, because it's cheap.
He didn't want to eat
it's
two
cheap,
apple pies.
Not because you like him.
Right.
Okay, Ben, should we not get to the bottom of this, Ben?
No,
hold on, Bobby. Let me talk to Ben for a second, okay? You just sit there.
Now we got him.
All right, do you not want to question him? Do you not care?
I care. I would like to question him. Because usually,
all right, how about a little bit of teamwork, then?
All right,
and not you fucking turn on me.
I like that we're talking about him in the third person, like he's not right here.
First of all, I studied how to interrogate people. And a good interrogator?
Look at his shit-eating grin.
Let's the guy give himself up, but you see...
No, he needs pressure to corner him.
You're not smart enough.
You need to feel cornered, bro.
You're not smart enough for that.
Where? Answer the question.
Listen,
answer the question.
Mr. Middle Class Ohio, Lower Middle Class Ohio, picking the beans, whatever the fuck you used to be over there.
It's mushrooms, bro.
Mushrooms.
Get my history right. How long have we been doing this podcast?
Okay,
you don't even know me?
Mushrooms.
You don't even fucking know me?
Who the fuck is? You're a good comedian, that's all I know.
Well, where were you last week? Start explaining.
I was promoting the muscle... Confusion. I was out there hustling.
Were you?
Yeah, I was promoting out.
Where were you promoting, Bobby?
To this kid in my bedroom.
You were stuck in a kid?
Not a kid, he was 19.
Mm. But you were stuck in a 19-year-old.
He's beautiful, too.
But that's why you didn't make the podcast?
Listen, would you make the podcast if you had a beautiful 19-year-old?
Yeah, I would.
I would, too.
I just leave her tied up to the
We're talking about...
Ben.
An unbelievable looking 19-year-old, which I don't usually like that age. But then I realized, and the person says, like me, I was like, how could you like me? You are drop dead gorgeous. I mean, this is a really beautiful fucking boy. You know what I'm saying? So gorgeous, it's sickening. Unbelievable in everything. And I'm saying to myself, there's something wrong here. Why would he like me?
Yeah.
I'm a 56-year-old bad kid.
But that's your low self-esteem.
No, I have good self-esteem, actually. But not for a 19-year-old that's way out of anybody's league. You know what I mean?
Maybe he's got father issues.
Definitely has daddy issues.
Then I started realizing he started playing video games all day. Like he's playing video games on his phone and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of like a 3D video game. You're loud, lots of sounds, actions.
I like that. I like where Ben's going with it.
You know what? After we had sex four times?
Four times.
Yeah. He would go into the living room and sit there and play video games to get away from me.
To get away from you?
To get away from
you. No, I get that part of it.
Yeah. That's when I knew he was kind of real, you know.
Yeah, but what happens that your phone doesn't work in those situations?
I don't answer the phone.
You don't answer the phone. You don't text us that you're not coming.
You could have texted us.
You just don't show up.
You could have texted mid-thrust, can't make it, sorry. Usually you're very professional, Bobby.
Listen. This was a little out of the ordinary. This was a good one. Like the ones I had yesterday. I had one that came over Saturday night. He's a professor at Baruch. Then Sunday afternoon, right after he left, 2 hours after he left, a student from Baruch came over.
So you just do one college per Sunday?
No, so I told him. No, I was getting the lessons for him.
What the hell? This is what you do with your Sundays? The Lord's Day?
Well, it's better than watching the Giants lose.
The Giants. I was
Notre Dame lost.
I was rooting for the Giants. God. I was rooting for the Giants to win because of the Eagles. Like I don't want to see Dallas get too many wins. Right. And I was rooting for Notre Dame because my former high school
Saturday
football
night.
Coach
oh, yeah,
was a defensive coordinator for Notre Dame. He's the defensive coordinator, and they lost. And they lost on a flag.
Yeah.
Notre Dame is the only team I root against.
Why? Because you don't like Catholics.
No, because it's always the people that never went to college that are Notre Dame fans, and all their fans are obnoxious.
So he went to college. I went to college. So what are you talking about?
And Ben's yelling at us today.
I don't like Notre Dame.
Because you don't like non-Jews. You don't like the Goyim.
Yeah.
No university is full of Jewish players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about Yeshiva?
They don't have a football team.
Really?
I thought they have a chess team, but no football team.
I thought you guys were really good at sports. Okay, let's let that sit there. awkwardly.
Sandy Koufax. The small, remember the airplane? They handed them the smallest book. Goes, can I get a small read? He goes, the book of greatest sports, Jewish sports legends. Yeah. You got two people in it. Sandy Koufax, Hank Greenberg.
It's like a pamphlet.
All right, so let's get back.
All right, Ben's uncomfortable.
Sandy Koufax, Ben's uncomfortable. Hank Greenberg.
Ben's uncomfortable.
Goldberg, the wrestler. Goldberg.
That's not sports.
He was a pro football player.
It's an entertainment.
Yeah, but he's an athlete.
But he was a pro football player, too. No, Goldberg. Yes, he was. He played for the Falcons.
Oh, he did play
Yes, he played for the Falcons.
All right.
So
I like his personality, Goldberg. I like.
And you know what?
Oh, I have a friend of mine, Robert Greenberg. Robert Greenberg.
Robert Greenberg.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He owns he's like a ticket scalping agency.
How about a lot of Jews in porn? There's a lot of Jews in porn.
No, that's the man. What's his name? The guy here that hangs out with Danny LaBelle. He's Orthodox too. Ron Jeremy was Orthodox. He grew up Orthodox.
A lot of all those guys are Jewish. A lot, like in the early, they're all Jewish.
You get paid for sex. What's more Jewish than that?
Yeah. Well,
a lot of boxers in the 20s and 30s were Jewish.
Well, the mafia was all Jewish back then, too. Yeah. It was a lot of Jewish
gangsters.
Keep
Hollywood out of this.
No, not only the...
a lot of
mafia, is it, a word is Italian.
Well, there was a lot... Before the Italians came, it was Jews and Irish.
Called mafia.
It was organized crime then, Bobby. Right. All right, way to put me in a corner, dude.
Murder Inc. was the...
Murder Inc. is Ja Rule's rap group.
No, but there was Murder Inc. was mostly
the record
Jewish.
Company. I happen to know the owner of that.
Ja Rule.
No.
Merv Gotti.
No, it's Irv Gotti.
Irv Gotti.
I'm going by his place later on 36th Street. I go to all the time.
All right, so
nice guy, gentleman.
So where you were just at home?
What?
Acting out all of your fantasies while we were doing the podcast.
Usually,
we're doing the heavy lifting.
Because like last week on Sunday night, you confirmed.
You can
and then nothing. No text, no nothing.
I was in mid-stride when...
You can text us mid-thrust. Just don't tell us it's mid-thrust.
I just didn't even think about... I was just like... I was in the, the agony and ecstasy. That was the ecstasy.
You don't think about us when you're banging a 19-year-old? Shocking to me.
What about when you're banging like someone a little older? Do you think of us then?
No.
Do you ever think of us while you're in a man's asshole?
No, but I actually had a dream about with Ben in the dream the other day.
What was Ben
and I was beating you up in a dream. I'm not lying to you. It was some dream with him and two other comedians, and it was someplace, and I ended up beating the shit out of them.
You beat up Ben?
And two other guys in his dream. I had to catch them later, though. They ran. I had to catch them.
Would you beat them up for?
I'm deceptively fast.
I did some stupid shit. And they did some stupid shit, or whatever. I don't know what happened. But I was going to tell you about that. Yeah. It wasn't. Right. This was true. For real.
Wow. It wasn't true. It was in your dream.
In my dream.
It's true that he had a dream.
Okay. Right. And he was a nightmare because he was in it.
Anything else for the weekend? What did you do this weekend, Bobby?
What day was that?
Well, the weekend
is Friday, Saturday. Well, he was knee deep in some boy for most of the weekend. And
well,
then
Saturday, I did like my laundry and clean the house.
He had a double header.
Then I have a guy coming Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Batter up!
All right, and Ben, your weekend?
It was good. Friday, I filmed for a National Geographic show, Brain Games.
Mm.
It was a really cool...
I love Brain Games.
Yeah, it was a really cool episode where it's like about faces and like recognizing things. So
facial recognition.
Facial recognition.
If you will. And
NSA, that's a little thing for the NSA boys out there.
I was one of like 7 or 10 Confederates. So like one guy would come into a barber shop to get like a haircut. Then the barber would, like, chit-chat, leave for a minute, and then everyone else at the barber shop would just start staring at him, and then, like, slowly creeping up and seeing what people's reactions would be. And then the barber comes back, and everyone goes back to doing what they were doing. That, just to, like, fuck with them. It was really funny. It was hard not to laugh. So I'm looking forward to that episode.
Well, Brain Games will tell us when we're coming out, sorry.
Yeah, so I tape all the Brain Games.
Oh, you might tell me when it's on before I think it's they said June or July it'll air.
No, but I always have a DVR.
Second half
that's
of next
one show
season.
That's DVR because you got a lot of good stuff there that keeps your brain, you know,
moving. They said it'll be the second half of next season.
About how we look at things the other way, the optical illusions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was what's interesting, I was talking to the host for a minute, the guy, Chris maybe, I don't know.
The skinny guy, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, they found me. I was hosting some internet science thing, and they found me and cast me in this.
Right.
Wow.
Which is how the new casting models work, I guess.
Well, I guess he's making that brain money now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's making...
What else? Something personal, Ben. I mean, it's all work with you. Do you ever just relax and just let your hair down and do some crystal meth or anything?
I didn't say I did drugs this week.
I'm just asking Ben a question, okay, Bobby? What did you do just to, as a stress?
That looked like a cheap shot at me, though, Mike. An underhanded cheap shot at me.
I'm just asking if he did drugs.
No, but the way you said that thing is because you know I used to have a problem with that, and I think it was just an underhanded way to get at me.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's all.
I did take a shot.
I barely even had time to drink this weekend. It was just work all the time. I had like one glass of wine Saturday night and Sunday night.
Ben likes his wine.
That's a drink.
Trying to be healthy.
He likes his wine.
Wine is not really healthy.
As I eat Bobby's apple pie. It's healthier than beer. A glass or two of wine's healthy.
I really
a bottle glass or two is not.
I drank a bottle
of tequila in my house for a long time. I took like two drinks out of it in a couple of months.
Well, you don't really drink.
No. It's bad for you.
It's really bad for you.
Put that poison in your body.
Yeah, it's poison.
That and that cigarettes. None of you guys smoke, but that's the worst.
Anyway, this weekend, is that all your weekend, Ben? One glass of wine and you worked all weekend?
Work, spots. Filming all day. Oh, I got fucked on the train Friday night for like 2 hours.
Wow. Did it hurt?
No, like, coming back from the filming.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good, Bobby. No, like, 4 in the afternoon, all the MRE, everything going into Queens, just stopped moving for like an hour and a half, moving at like 2 miles an hour.
Well, I think somebody got hit by a train Friday then or something.
Yeah, they were saying like an incident at Northern Boulevard.
Yeah, I think somebody got hit by one of the trains again.
They were saying track incident.
I know one guy, he's a friend of mine, he owes me money right now, too. Sneaky Pete, if you're out there, you owe me $50, you cocksucker.
That's actually your best plug of all time, if I may say so myself.
Sneaky Pete. No, the cocksucker, I see him, he drives a train. But he was, like, messed up mentally for a long time, because some guy...
Of course he was, he drives a train.
No, somebody jumped in front of the train. You know, a lot of these guys...
How many times
people commit suicide that way? They don't think about the poor fucking guy that's driving this fucking thing.
Or the poor fucking passengers that are wasting their Friday afternoon when they need some sleep before doing spots. I hope you died. Go on.
Ah, oh, Ben. Well, I didn't like the side of Ben.
I had a lot of rage.
This is always his side.
Well, I didn't know. I think it's covered up. I mean, Ben's like a clean-cut, nice kid. But
you didn't know that. You know he's a cold-hearted.
Well, no, he's got some real issues behind that, behind his eyes.
Because you didn't get to sleep so much. I came in here today on an hour and a half, 2 hours sleep.
Yeah, but that's because you're having fun. You're having your sexual activities, not because...
You know how tired and drawn out I am?
Escapades, thank you. That's
you know
a better
how tired
word.
And drawn out I am?
Sexcapades, I believe.
Hey man, you have a...
We're a good writing team.
You have a sexual addiction.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
As much as we talk about it...
have sex?
No, but this is the whole thing. Okay, this is the thing you can't... I really don't care about it. It's just that...
That makes it more
I got a lot of dates lined up. With nice people. Mm-hmm. So I always want to test them out. New ones.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, going for that taste testing later.
But, if it gets in the way of your business life...
It doesn't get in my way.
It's because you missed the podcast.
That doesn't get in the way of my business life.
It's your business. This is your business.
Yes, you're a professional comedian, Bobby.
You want to be a professional comedian?
No. I already was one. I'm happy with what I am. I come out of retirement once in a while, I do a show, and I'm happy.
Okay.
My career is... I'm very happy with my career the way it's been. You don't see me going around looking for no spot. You ever see me look for a spot or anything?
No.
Nothing. You
never
know why?
Seen you look for a spot or a punchline. Those are both facts.
Mr. Like, I'm funny because you... I write my punchline. That makes you funny. That does not make you funny.
You know what? This podcast never wrote the punchline for it. Funny on this. What's up now?
Funny on this. All I know is one thing.
What?
I make this podcast, pal.
You do make it. And when you're not here, it hurts.
No.
That's my point.
It hurts almost as much
lucky
as you
hurt
your
dates.
Lucky
we had the other guy here last week.
Bronson. Well, Eric is great. But the whole thing takes on a different tone when we have a guest in here because it just ends up...
It gets all philosophical.
I listened to the first 5-10 minutes of it.
What?
I listened to the first 10 minutes of it.
Oh, thank you so much.
But I didn't have time. I was running around.
Yeah, you had a lot of men to fuck.
No, I was working too during the week.
Is anybody going to ask me how my weekend is, or are you both self?
No. You were asking Ben first about saying something personal, and he told you how those guys fucked him on the train.
Yeah, but Ben's more upset with somebody who committed suicide. He blames the person who committed suicide for not having the consideration.
For inconveniencing me.
They're in a dark place, Ben. Do you think they're thinking about anybody?
That's the problem. If they thought of me, maybe they wouldn't kill themselves.
Yeah, they say, look how pitiful this guy is, and they wouldn't...
Right. Yeah, I'm an inspiration to people. Thank you,
First of all, we don't know it was a suicide. It might have been an accident.
There's no trains hit each other this weekend.
It might have been... Somebody might have fell onto the tracks, dude. It happens, too.
Yeah, they slipped once in a while, yeah.
All right, so... Ben, do you want to apologize for that?
No, I stand by my comments.
I was going to commit suicide. I wouldn't jump in front of a fucking train.
I'd hang myself from a major intersection traffic light, duct tape my fingers so that my middle fingers are sticking out. Make it a sight.
I'm going to...
Ben really...
Performance art.
Well, right now, I'm in the middle of committing suicide.
Ben really thought this out.
I'm committing suicide by old age.
You're committing suicide by being on this dying podcast?
Yeah. No, from old age. I'm trying to commit suicide the old age way.
That's not suicide.
Yes, it is.
You're not killing yourself.
I'm killing myself.
You're letting time.
Time is on my side.
How about how well thought out Ben's suicide plan is?
Because he's a sick fuck.
He is sick. I agree with that.
You know that.
That's why his smoke detector is down. Look at it. It's out. It's down. I just noticed that.
That's been that way for 5 years.
He's got no lock on his door. Anybody could just come in here and...
The one downstairs, the security door. The one downstairs.
He's got no security door for years now.
Who gives a fuck? Who the fuck is going to break it in?
Somebody who wants to do Ben harm.
Who the fuck wants to do him?
Anybody listening to this podcast. Ben is not likable.
That's true. We're like the only guys that like him.
So my weekend,
I'll just talk about my weekend. How was
you guys
your weekend?
Hold on,
before that, can we just notice Bobby admitted to liking me? Can we just point that out for a second?
There is a lot of tension here week to week between
But we're
Bobby
the only ones
Ben.
That do like you. That's why we put the podcast here. But me and Mike are the only guys that like
there's
you.
There's a lot of tension.
Maybe Jerry Shaq might like it.
For the listeners out there, there's always a lot of tension between Bobby and Ben. I sit between them.
There's a lot of tension between you too, Mike.
Between me and who?
Because you came out here today and you said some ugly, underhanded things.
No, because what's right is right. What's right is right.
A bad thing.
No, but you have a good moral
very
code.
Underhanded.
It was an underhanded thing. I take responsibility for what I said.
I would do that to you.
But can I just say I was mad at you for blowing off the podcast and not texting or calling anybody?
For a 19-year-old.
I was mad at you for that. So then I threw in that crystal meth comment.
Okay,
so I apologize for it.
A beautiful 19-year-old. You got to give me a break.
You can just text
us. I'm 56 years old.
I worried about you, Bobby. I'm
56 years old.
I understand. I'm not saying don't.
The 19-year-olds come along every day.
I'm not saying don't
like
do it. I'm saying let somebody know.
Okay, but I'm saying, do you think good-looking 19-year-olds come every day like
and
that?
And that's not
and
the
I
issue.
I mean, this wasn't even good-looking. This was like super-looking.
Just cancel last minute. Cancel. I was worried about you. I was saying I actually the next day, because you usually call at least afterwards and apologize.
Well,
you didn't contact us all week.
Yeah, anything could have happened.
So I was worried.
That'll probably help the podcast get to build up the ratings for the next week.
The next day, I actually Googled your name in Google News to make sure you weren't like dead or arrested or something.
And what happened?
You didn't show up. Both your stage name and your real name, I tried.
Ben cares.
I have one name.
How about Ben secretly cares about
everything I knew about you, I tried to find through the internet. There are no reports of you.
How about Ben secretly cares?
No reports of me.
I think Ben has feelings underneath there.
Feelings.
For him to, like,
feelings.
Look for you.
How was your weekend, Mike?
My weekend. It was really...
Ben hates to talk about his feelings. Look, he just changes the subject.
Mm.
Okay, what's your weekend,
Mike? I did spots
on
Friday. Great
spots. Why don't
you
tell us something personal?
I'm getting to it, Ben. What is this guy doing?
What's
he doing?
Yeah, he's just trying to just butt in.
He's just trying to push. I will get personal, dude.
You don't like Mike when he gets personal.
You will not like me when I get personal.
He's got a skill set that you don't want to know. He's got a set of skills.
A very specific set of skills.
I did spots on Friday. It was super nice spots. I did. You know what I did on Friday? I did club spots, but I also did Josh Homer. Do you know Josh Homer?
Yeah.
I did his show at Beauty Bar for his birthday. It was his birthday show, and I thought it was packed. It was a good time there. and my lady friend came over. My lady, my girlfriend.
My lady love.
She came, and we had dinner, and then we went back. And then we woke up the next day, and I had a theater show in South Jersey. And a bunch of teachers I used to teach with, and a bunch of friends I used to have all came out, and it was a great time. Unbelievable time. No, it was in Oak Lynn.
Okay, because you might have got murdered in Camden.
Oak Lynn, New Jersey.
Camden has the nice, that stadium. I saw Journey there once.
It's an aquarium. They have an aquarium there also.
In Camden?
Yeah, in Camden. Okay, so then Sunday.
That's the worst city in New Jersey. Do you know Jersey City?
Trenton and Newark.
No. Camden is by far.
Worse. Really?
Yeah.
Not even Newark. It's number one in the country for murders.
Camden is the
per
worst.
Per capita.
No shit.
Yeah.
In the country.
It's the worst.
And in Jersey, do you know Jersey City, I didn't know this, is not even in the top 15 in violent crimes or crimes?
Jersey City's fine.
Jersey City's a lot of Italians in Jersey City.
No, a lot of Indians.
There's a lot of other things, too. You know, there's a lot of projects there and stuff like that, too. Mm-hmm. Used to be pretty bad. Hmm. So my son-in-law cleaned it up. I got to give him a plug, too.
Oh, is he a janitor?
Mm.
Yeah. Go to Jersey City, see what happens to you, pal.
Anyway,
I've been to Jersey City, pal.
Yeah, well
I've done spots for between 4 and 10 audience members there.
You
pal.
Guys stop.
Well, let me tell you something, pal. When you next time you go there, let me know. I'll get you a police escort.
Oh, I want a police escort.
I'll get you a police escort.
I drove home. Megan,
they'll take him in the back. And remember years ago, Mike in New York, what they do? They tune guys up. They'll tune up. Now they catch you on camera. Now they call it abuse. Police abuse.
Yeah.
Before they tune you up a little bit.
Tune you up.
They tell you, let's go tune them up.
Anyway, I came back Sunday morning, 3 a.m, and woke up the next day. Had a great oh my god, the Sunday just watched the NFL Red Zone. You guys have that?
Yeah,
I think so.
It's NFL. It just cuts to the red zone of each game. Whoever's in the red zone, I watched that all day and ordered a pizza.
I'll have
at night. Zone. My girl, we ordered a pizza. She doesn't eat meat, so it's half vegetarian, and now I got mine with meatballs on it.
You get a little sausage, too?
Do you mean sausage, like penis?
Like a nice, sweet sausage, you know.
Is that like a penis?
Thing? No, it's food. Italian sausage.
Okay, I didn't have any sausage.
They don't Italians have good sausage, let me tell you.
But I had meatballs on mine. I cut up meatballs.
I got meatballs on my sausage, too.
And then I ate, and I just zoned out all night. I zoned out all night after that, so... It was,
I got to meet the balls with my sausage.
It was a great weekend.
Meet the balls with my sausage.
And I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Florida on Wednesday. And I'm doing shows down there. I have a series of one-nighters. One is in Coral Springs on Wednesday night. And then Friday in Coral Gables, which is Miami. And then Saturday in Fort Pierce. So if you're a listener and you're in Florida and you want to come to one of the shows, reach out to me.
Was that the Doug Yalmeida circuit?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I did that in March. It's fun.
It's going to be a good time. All right. I guess topics.
I haven't researched topics for 3 weeks because fuck you.
All right. I got some topics.
Ben
hates
it when we don't go to topics.
Okay. See, I'm going to do some topics then. I'll go right to the top. Bill Cosby, the comedian.
Are you going to raise that Burris, up?
Of course I'm going to raise it up. Okay. Hannibal Buress said that the guy said, I never knew this before, but that Bill Cosby's been getting a lot of things. Like he's giving women alcohol, then like raping them. And things. So Hannibal Buress had a joke, and it was in the newspaper and everything, that he said, if you look up Bill Cosby and rape, you see that come up a whole lot more times than if you just Google Hannibal Buress. You'll find more stuff with Bill Cosby and rape.
Okay, it is a news story. I was making sure it wasn't just something random.
I just read it this morning. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, did he do it as a joke?
During a set, it was on stage.
Oh, okay,
he did it on stage, so he means it.
But
it's very controversial.
I wonder how Cosby's going to respond.
Fuck Cosby if he did it.
Well, I don't know. What, was there a latest one that just came out?
There's a few, quite a few, and you know, that happened to him. Alone. One girl said she happened to him a lot. She was his like assistant or something,
right?
And he used to give her drugs and liquor and just like totally sexually just do what he wanted to her. When she was all fucked up. That's what he was taking advantage of for years.
But then she just kept doing it, though? She kept working for him?
She worked for him for a long time, and, you know.
But after the first one of those.
No, but some women, they, you know.
They have one of 13 women to accuse Cosby of sexual assault. Okay.
13 women.
13.
So that's a story right there. Just because he does a clean set and doesn't curse.
He doesn't curse during his set, though, so that's good.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, but when he's just raping them, he doesn't curse either, I heard. He just, you know, rapes them.
But we don't know that for sure. Is he found guilty?
He's yet to be found guilty. He settled one lawsuit for a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's what he does. He gives out money because he's filthy rich because of his sitcom in the 80s. But the guy's nothing but a fucking rapist.
But did you like the show?
The show was a good show.
Yeah.
They have one quote.
I thought so, too.
I thought he did good stand-up, too. I liked the stand-up when I was a kid. I used to like when I watched a cartoon with Fat Albert.
Mm.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
There's one quote of Bill after he settled something. I'm not saying that what I did was wrong, but I apologize to my loving wife who has stood by my side for all these years for any pain I have caused her.
Camille.
Camille.
You know Camille from the stories.
Camille, yeah. And my jello pudding.
All right, so I guess, okay, it's a legitimate topic. That's good for you, Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby, good job coming up with a topic.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd be doing any jello pudding commercials anymore.
Mm-mm.
Unless he's doing for Jell-O shots.
No, but unless Jell-O just changes direction.
Right, and they start putting GHB in the Jell-O shots. GHB Jell-O shots for the rapist.
I guess that's a legit topic. Yeah. All right.
Are you more impressed that Bobby had a real topic?
No, well, I wasn't, because, like, I wasn't sure if it was, like, an actual news story versus, like, Bobby.
Well, how do you think
hurt?
I knew about it?
Maybe you were down in Philly. I don't know what you do.
You got your ear to the streets.
You have random news sources. I don't know.
Random news sources? Yeah, I don't listen to CNN. I'll tell you that much.
Why not? What's your beef with CNN?
Oh, phony, these stories of these phony Ebola guys. You know they caught them? It shows on the internet how they have guys that lay down in the street. And you see a perfectly healthy guy, and he walks down, lays down in the street. And they film him laying down there.
Right.
In Africa. Then 5 minutes later, the guy gets up and he's walking away with cash in his hand, the kid.
Where'd he get the cash from? Ebola settlement?
Yeah, they're from the CNN guy that was filming it.
Oh.
And for some reason, I don't know what it is, they said they try to use, like, micro. They all have, every time CNN does a story about Ebola, there's a guy with a green shirt. It's always a black male with a green shirt in the shot somewhere.
What are you saying?
I think Ebola is a made-up thing.
I think people are dying from it.
I think they're dying from the vaccination they're getting.
No, but I don't.
Oh, boy.
Yo, but you said the doctors came back, they were fine, but the one guy that came and lied to get into this country, he didn't make it. And they said that guy. Did anybody ever ask why was he doing this country and everything, and what does he do for a living? How did he have money for plane tickets and everything?
How do you get Ebola?
I think you got to get vomited on or sneezed on.
No.
That's a weekend for
you. No.
Bobby.
It's got to be fluid.
Yeah.
Bodily fluid.
Right.
Bodily fluid. Whether it's either saliva, urine, feces, something that comes out with fluid out of your body.
But it's got to go into your skin then. It's got to go into your pores.
It's got to get into you. But it's bodily fluid. And it doesn't live that long outside. Like if it's in the sun, it's going to die very quickly. It doesn't last a day outside or anything else. They don't.
Like if you bite into a sick monkey.
Like, yeah.
My joke on that is, and I know it's terrible.
I believe it's something made up by the U.S. government. Also ISIS. What a phony thing that is. How do people even believe it? Just so they can start bombing again. Let me tell you something. We have satellites that go around the world.
Yeah.
That can take pictures of a license plate from outer space. And see, they didn't see 40,000 people assembling tanks and doing this and that and everything else. And all the tanks, all of a sudden, U.S. tanks and trucks they have. Oh, but they stole them from... But no one's seen this. With all these satellites, and of course they're watching the Middle East over there, nothing seeing these people gather all the stuff up. Come on. Who are you kidding? The CIA gave them those trucks and things, told them to chop off a couple of heads to get publicity. So we have an excuse. Now there are people that are outraged. Oh, they think they're sneaking in through Mexico and everything. Oh, ISIS is coming. So now they go, yeah, we got to bomb them people.
Mm.
That's the excuse to go over there and just steal more oil and stuff like that. That's all that is.
While I disagree with Bobby's conspiracy part of it, I will say keeping the populace scared does give them permission to keep bombing, so it is convenient.
I am on the other side. I think we have to get ISIS. And the fact that you're talking
about... Well, ISIS, they're right downstairs. You want to get some?
That was good. That was a good one. But I think that the fact that you are against ISIS, and
I think
it's all a conspiracy,
ISIS. I think it's the United States.
I think that you might be a lone wolf.
No, I'm not. I'm far from being a lone
wolf. You might be, you know, a lone wolf with your opinions.
I think a lot of people know that.
I will say it's suspicious how, until like June, no one had ever heard of ISIS, and all of a sudden they're the big bad.
No, I feel like it's suspicious that Bobby wasn't here last week.
I don't think so.
Mm. And now you come with these, everything's a lie, the government's lying.
Maybe he
the
was getting
been lying, pal.
Well, he was getting probed last week. It makes sense, actually.
Yeah, I let the kid bang me in the ass a little bit.
I didn't think you did that. I thought you didn't
do
that.
No, you got to give, once in a while, you got to give him a turnaround, you know. If you're going to play the game, you got to play the light. A little pitching, a little catching. If you're going to play the ball game, you got to do it all.
I didn't think you caught.
Sometimes you got to catch.
Says who?
What?
I thought Bobby Holland made the rules.
Yeah, but sometimes you're going to play the game. You want to play the game anyway. Sometimes I might like it.
He has to lure the kid back from video games somehow.
Right.
The kid,
can't just learn with anal destruction all the time. Games.
So, I don't know. Where does that leave us?
I mean, if I was just banging things, I'd go back to banging women and get another headache.
We don't need the competition over here.
No, I don't need the headache either.
We got user tweets.
We have more topics than this, Ben.
Ben,
you're just jumping the gun.
You're jumping the gun. We got a lot of things going on in the world. There's a lot of big things going on in the world, like the Giants lost yesterday.
It's not a big thing. The Giants always lose.
No, they took a beating yesterday, and they took a beating into the Cowboys. The Cowboys,
but the Islanders won. And the Rangers and the Devils doing good.
I thought they all lost. I thought they
no didn't. Rangers won yesterday.
Oh, did they?
They lost three in a row before that. The Islanders are 4-1, and the Devils are 4-1.
Well, who cares about New Jersey, really? I mean, it's New York.
Well, my daughter lives there. It was her birthday.
Your girl
happy,
lives
happy
there.
Birthday to my,
my
daughter.
My girl does
Jennifer.
Live there. My girl lives there, but she's hey, not. She roots for New York teams.
Happy birthday to my daughter Jennifer last week, who turned 31 years old. Love you, Jen. I called to her that night.
All right, my girl lives in New Jersey, but she does not root for. She's a Raiders fan, actually. Let me just let. I just had to say that.
Yeah.
Because she has a root for New York team.
She's like a gangster rapper. She was black and the black.
She wears black and gold.
Black and silver.
Black and silver.
Yeah. You got your colors wrong.
You got your colors wrong.
No. I got my colors all right. See, I'm wearing gang colors. West Coast.
Light blue?
West Coast.
Light blue is a gang color?
Ice House.
Baby blue?
Ice
for,
House. I mean,
for
West
our
Coast.
Listeners, Bobby is wearing the Ice House Comedy Club sweatshirt.
And he's wearing some phony biker thing.
It's not a phony biker thing, bro. It's a wrestling club. And a shout out, I'm going to do one of yours. A shout out to my friend who runs Defiant Wrestling Club.
Oh, it's Defiant Wrestling Club?
Defiant Wrestling Club.
Oh, I didn't
club.
Know that. They're a good
Coach
club.
Coach Bigley.
I heard that.
Defiant
Coach
Wrestling.
Pretty good, I heard.
Coach Bigley just sound. Is his real last name Bigley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about this? I have a friend of mine who's a producer. I can say his name. What the hell? Do you know the guy's name? And he's a movie producer? James Bigwood. How
that's
fucking great a name
that's
is
a
that?
Great name.
It's a pretty good name.
James Bigwood. Bigwood.
Mike's shirt looks more
like
a question t-shirt.
Well, I mean, it's a...
Tap out, bro.
Folk style, freestyle wrestling. It's folk style wrestling.
Well, wrestling is the foundation for all fighting now.
It really is.
For all MMA, you need to wrestle or jiu-jitsu.
It really is, well, Ben.
What's folk style wrestling? Is that like when you use like popsicle sticks to make someone tap out? I don't understand.
It's collegiate, Ben. I see where you're going with it.
Ben, he'll choke
I
you
see
right
you
out.
Trying to
I
slam
see,
my sport.
I can see him choking you right out, Ben.
And Ben, usually I'm nonviolent, but you're really pushing my buttons right. today.
Well, you know, I stood next to a Hoyt Gracie one time. I got pictures of him and his brother
yeah.
in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, what do you weigh, 180 pounds?
Yeah.
And the guy seemed bigger standing next to me. I was 250 of muscle then. The guy actually felt bigger than I was standing next to me. And what a nice person him and his brother are.
He's like a snake, man. He fucking grabs his legs around
you. Feel the power.
Chokes you out.
This guy has like, with my kung fu teacher years ago, Kai, the Master Kai, who passed away. He's another one. When you stood next to the guy, he felt twice his size.
Wow.
Because they have that inner chi, that inner strength.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Hoyt Gracie's about my height almost. He's like 6'1", I'm 6'2".
Right.
But he's thin, but he feels like a bigger guy.
But no, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? You can feel the power in the guy. But a gentleman, really nice guy, real class act.
I feel that when I go to yoga and I do my backward bends, it really opens up my chakras.
Right.
Okay.
Do you ever do downward dog?
I
can always spot you on that. I can come down here and spot you.
You know what? We're having a momentum problem on the podcast today. I just think our energies are off.
No, you know what the energy is?
What?
Ben, all he wants to do is think his own way with his tweets and his bullshit. and he doesn't want to do topics. He's the one, his job is to be researching topics for us to come
in. I'm not researching topics till we need topics. Because you know what? When we spend 27 minutes talking about fucking weekends, there's no time for topics.
He hates personal, you hate personal stuff. Why do you hate that personal touch of this podcast?
Because I hate the amount of time we spend on it. I think we should spend 7 minutes.
Let's write
personal touch.
Let's go.
Okay, let's ask the people.
Topics,
okay, wait. Let's ask our friends out there.
Tweets done. 35 minutes clean, in and out.
Hey, next week, why don't you guys tweet us if you want to hear personal stuff or more topics? Tweet us at the PA Podcast.
Okay, let's go through some topics right now.
I have no topics, because I've quit on doing that job until you guys apologize to me.
Oh, I get it. No, when things get tough, we just quit.
How about we just hold him down, I'll take his shit right in his face.
All
right,
well, that's a little extreme, I think. I think that's a little much, even for this
podcast. Just wrap this up,
hey,
I mean.
Hey, that's where the crime doesn't fit the punishment type thing.
User tweets, Ben? Would that be okay, or no?
Yeah, I'll do some user
tweets. Oh, okay. Go to Harshko.
All right. I like horse. Ben,
I will walk out if we do fucking horse.
Good, walk out of your fucking house and we'll rob you for everything you got in here. We got our burglar bags downstairs, me and Mike. What are you kidding?
Burglar bags?
Yeah, he's an Italian guy and I'm just a thief.
We just high-fived. Me and Bobby Ha just
Me and Mike, high-five. Second story. That's what he's called, a second story guy. When I was a kid. He goes, what are you doing? I'm a second story guy.
I believe this was. Yeah, we should.
Do we have any users?
We have our users.
The world isn't that good like anymore. It was good.
Mostly from Ted Teddy, man. Please, other users as well. We love you, Teddy, but other users, please tweet us.
What's Ted Teddy man going
to say? At the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, and
let's hear what Yale has to say.
Teddy's starting, and we missed last week, so this is from right after 2 weeks ago. Best at PA Pod in a while. Ben wins best in show.
Ben, you had a good podcast 2 weeks ago.
That was when Bobby was here. Last time Bobby was on.
You guys bring out the best of each other.
Another one from Teddy. Sometimes Bobby brags so much you would think he received his formal training at Fort Bragg. And it wasn't Fort Loop 2 either.
Yeah. I was a Marine, pal. Fort Bragg's for the Army. I have nothing against the Army because all the guys who serve in this country, I give a lot of credit to. But I was a United States Marine.
But he was using the double meaning. Bragg and Bragg.
I know what he means. Also, like Colonel McBragg. Remember that guy, the cartoon?
No.
Colonel McBragg? You don't remember that guy?
Nah, I'm an adult. I don't watch cartoons.
He goes, well, back in there, in that country, I was surrounded by 1,600 guys. You don't remember Colonel McBragg, the cartoon?
No.
No.
You guys got to look it up. It's on YouTube.
Bobby, you're like 400 years old.
Yeah, sure.
Next one. From Teddy at PA Pop.
What about Go Go Gophers? Two little Indians left all alone.
About?
What can they do for fun? Oh, no, no, no. Go, go, go. First, watch him. Go, go, go. Here comes the colonel and his army. Okay, go ahead.
Located one of Bobby's old girlfriends in New York. Not hot in my honest opinion. Hashtag, I understand your choice, Bob.
Okay.
it's a photo of a zombie.
Yeah, I made it that way.
Oh, was that Ted Teddy man?
That's a Teddy one.
All right, cool.
He doesn't have a girlfriend, does he? She left him, right?
Ted? I don't know what his Ted's dating history was.
I think, yeah. I think he's dating Mary Palm.
From at Eric Bronstein, he says, passive-aggressive podcast, listen up. And then he didn't link to the actual episode or iTunes link. He's bad with technology, too, so.
Is that a shot at me, Ben?
And everyone,
they look like it.
Both of you.
I'm pretty good at technology.
Ben's an elitist.
Teddy says, at PA Pod is due for a dud of a show if they don't lead with the tweets. Although they did innovate with All Weekend Talk Show. Teddy is on my side, that's right.
All Weekend Talk Show, what does that mean?
That means all we do is talk about our stupid fucking weekends instead of what's going on in the world.
Alright, well, I don't know. I think our weekends are fine. Maybe we can make it more timely.
Well, you guys do the same thing. You say all you do is just talk about your spots, both of you. You don't really have a life, neither one of you.
That's not true.
All you do is go do spots and then you take your girlfriend out for dinner. Big fucking deal.
I'm sorry I'm not knee-deep in a 19-year-old every Monday.
You have to tell your girlfriend because of this show that you have to go out and have sex with 19-year-old boys and stuff. Because
for research.
So that way you have something to talk about on the show. That the show is more important right now than she is. Because this is the big deal.
You know, I agree with Bobby. If you would just bang more 19-year-old boys, yeah. I think I wouldn't mind talking about The Weeknd so much.
How dare you both? I'm leaving this podcast.
You can't leave. You signed a contract. 100 you signed a 100-episode contract.
All right. Any more user
tweets? Yeah, we got more user tweets. God. I don't really appreciate that aggressive tone.
That wasn't aggressive. I don't think it was
Teddy says, why doesn't somebody make a graphic cartoon of Bobby and call it the Bathhouse Blabbermouth with teeth chatting till they fall hot tub? Hot tub. I don't
That'd be great if you did an episode by yourself at a Turkish bathhouse.
No, there's not.
We couldn't get the by himself.
I already did the gay bathhouse tour.
But we couldn't get the electrical equipment in there. But then
yes, you can. No, I could do it. The gay bathhouse tour, you mean?
No, not the tour. A live from the podcast. A live podcast from the Turkish bathhouse.
Not Turkish bathhouse. They're gay bathhouses I go to.
They're the same. Aren't the Turkish gay bathhouses?
No, they're not.
Oh, hey.
The Russian ones, too. The Russian ones are straight, actually.
Yeah, Russian bathhouses. There's nothing gay about a bathhouse in Russia.
Even the ones in the United States, in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Sheepshead Bay and stuff. I know a lady owns them. They're all straight. They have, like, girls in there.
Yeah. In Russia, bathhouses are part of the culture.
Right.
Saunas, it's a big thing.
I have a sauna, yeah.
From Teddy, queer alert to the PA pod and Catholic Mike, quotes, church should challenge itself to find a fraternal space for homosexuals, hashtag Bobby Bathhouse.
There is a space for them in the closet.
Well,
I believe Teddy is referring to the Pope's comments or
the Pope's comments, which would have been a topic, then, if you had done your homework.
Right, this was the comment they had. They said in the thing, the church in Italian, it says, we welcome homosexuals.
Yes.
But in English, they put down, they changed the wording, and said, we provide for homosexuals, because they're more right-wing, the guys that wrote it in English. So they didn't put the actual meaning that, what he said was, we welcome homosexuals.
Right.
What they said, these bishops and cardinals that wrote the thing, the official thing comes out this week, they're voting on it, I think today or tomorrow, is in English it says, we provide for homosexuals.
You mean like kind of like for the homosexual priests, they provide?
They provide. All they right, provide. Then. Yeah, no. They provide priest outfits for guys to wear that are not homosexuals, first of all. Homosexuals like other men. They don't. They're pedophiles. So they would fall under the category of straight.
All right, there's a difference here. You're bringing it in, and there's a difference. The Catholic Church's view on homosexuality is, it's archaic. You know, they need to, homosexuals, I know this is going to shock you, they're people. And they're people that need to be brought into the fold of the church. Everybody needs the equality. Yes, they do. Man.
No, nobody should. Listen.
The Catholic Church should reach out.
No, the Catholic Church has been reaching out for thousands of years and killing people.
I understand what you're doing. You're bashing the Catholic Church.
Of course I am.
But what I'm saying is that they should reach out.
The Inquisition.
They should bring.
What a show. The Inquisition. How many people did you kill under the Catholic Church?
They should bring.
Under the name of Jesus, how many people have been killed?
All right, but that's not what I'm saying.
Under the auspiciousness of this Jesus Christ character, how many people have been killed?
All organized religions have done that.
Okay. So that's what I'm telling you. All of them. Are no good.
So what I'm okay, fine. But for the people who are Catholic, they should
who has a brain is an atheist.
They should open up that you can't say that.
I do. I can't.
You can't.
Yeah, because you're believing in hocus pocus, the boogeyman.
In your opinion,
anyone ever showed any proof
in your opinion
that there is a God?
You only use 10% of your brain. Listen, how could you possibly know?
Excuse me.
You're not tied into universal intelligence. You use 10% of your brain. That's like saying that's not what I think. That's proven.
No,
you use 10% of your brain.
That's what you use.
No,
because you're a little slow. But the thing is this. Mike, all I know is one thing. Is
there Bobby any, has called you dumb twice
today. Is there any science? But he did the underhanded thing first. He started with the underhanded blow with the crystal method. Here's the thing I'm trying to say is, there's no proof whatsoever of a God.
Why is crystal method an underhanded blow?
There's no proof to your human mind, your limited mind. There's no proof to your limited mind. You have a limited mind.
You see,
bro.
You guys always try to say, oh, yeah, and faith and believe in the
boogeyman. I'm saying you have a limited mind.
Oh, I got another story. George Carlin Way. Last week, they named 121st Street George Carlin Way, one of the greats of all time.
I'm not clapping because I'm mad.
You don't like George Carlin?
No, I'm mad at you.
But George Carlin will cut me.
I'm on my phone. I'm not even listening.
Who was a great atheist himself.
I'm not even listening.
Mike's turning into a girl. Yeah.
On my phone.
Don't say
Silent
that.
Silent treatment.
Don't say that. Just because he's got the rag on.
I'm on my phone.
That's worse than my comment. Couple more from Teddy.
Yeah, a couple more from Teddy. That was a good one for the rag.
LSD once cured a Holocaust survivor from Auschwitz's post-traumatic stress disorder and allowed him to sleep for the first time in 30 years without nightmares. Part 2, the only palliative to bring Bobby some relief is to have his dong and tight Asian sphincter after the horror of having seen Ben's act.
Wow.
He's talking about your act being
that
bad. Oh, my
God. He slammed both of you on that.
No, he's saying you
one.
Didn't like the act.
He's no, he's saying he didn't like it. The horror of me seeing your act, which means he thinks that your act is horrible. And that's, you know.
No, he's quoting you saying my act is horrible.
Oh, it is.
I think Teddy enjoys my act. I think he's saying he knows you don't like it.
Listen.
Although you didn't even show up to the show, so there's nothing for you to be horrified from.
I've seen enough. You know what I mean? You didn't want me to go to that show.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive.
No.
What?
Whatever you leave yet. We're still knocking each other over here.
I'm fine with you ending it.
I'd like to end it.
No, I'm not going to end it.
And by this, I
mean
I'm
not going to end it because this gives bonus time. Bonus
no,
time.
There's no bonus time today.
Do you think we'd get more
time? Are you going to get bonus time now?
Oh, I got a tweet from your boy Jesus.
All right.
Do you think we'd get...
No, you don't know
just
the mystery.
Just watch your step, bro.
Let me tell you something. You don't know the mystery of the Lord I'm talking about. The mystery of the Lord. And right now, he gave me his rod and staff to comfort you.
Your limited mind, man.
See, they told me in Hebrews 13,
mind.
Chapter 6, where you boldly say,
limited mind,
the Lord
Bobby.
Is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He lead me in the path of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For my rod and my staff, they will comfort. My rod and my staff comfort people.
Thank you for joining this week, guys. Thank you for joining us this week.
Yeah, I can quote the Bible too, pal. I've read the whole thing before.
Thank
you,
thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast.
That was Psalms, by the way.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast for comedian Ben Rosenfeld and comedian Bobby Aha. We'll see you next week.